It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you just happened upon this episode of Opinions Matter, this is our special weekend edition of the show, and we call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And what this is... it's very different from everything else we do during the week. When we do our show live on our Facebook page, which we do most weekday afternoons, we start off the show just sitting here talking shite. Myself and Katie, myself and Jeremy, Jeremy and Katie, talking absolute rubbish while the audience builds on our Facebook page. So we talk about all sorts of random rubbish, and it is that random rubbish that you will hear on this episode of Opinions Matter, and it's completely and utterly unedited, for better or for worse. So on this episode, we ask weird questions like, is your blood really blue inside your body? Jeremy refuses to believe that County Meath actually has a coastline. And when you're married, how many anniversaries do you have to remember? The day you met? The first date? The day you got engaged? The wedding day? All four? Or just the wedding day? Well, that's something we're going to be debating on the programme, because one of us got into awful trouble this week for only remembering one of them. It's called Opinions Matter Extra. We drop it every Saturday afternoon, and this is it. Let us kick off with the random rubbish Jeremy and I spoke last Monday.
I actually feel sorry for people that aren't into sport.
Yeah.
Talk about that for a second. Hang on. Can I repeat that again?
Yeah, do.
Can I tell you something, Adrian, and to the listeners as well of this great podcast that we do here? You need to shave, by the way.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. No, I don't.
When you rub your hand along your chin, it's making a horrible sound. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's neither here nor there.
Well, no, it's very here, because I want you to shave before tomorrow.
You want me to shave? Or do you want me to go out now?
What?
Will I go out now and shave?
No. I feel sorry for, as you know, Ireland is still in the fever of what happened last weekend, because it was last weekend.
It was last weekend, yeah. Troy, well done, Troy.
Those five goals and Troy and all that. And I rang my mother yesterday evening. I was we were talking about something else, and I was like, what do you think about what's going on?
With Troy?
With Troy, and she hadn't got a clue. My mother is a sport.
A sport?
So you know you can be asexual.
Oh, right.
Someone who's I've always had you down as asexual. Yeah, you're just...
asexual?
Yeah, I've had you down as asexual.
A man with two children and you're calling me asexual?
Are they yours, though? Are they the image of their mother? Image of their mother. Your seed didn't make that.
What's the point you were trying to make?
My mother is a sport.
Yeah, she's just not into sport.
She's
no clue that match even happened yesterday.
No, even though we were all texting in the WhatsApp group and all that and stuff like that, she had no clue. And I rang her and I was like, geez, are you not over the moon? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So there's no sporting event that my mother would really be excited if someone fell off the roof in Coronation Street and died. She'd be on the phone to me. She'd go, did you see what happened to Mrs...
Even though it's all fake.
Give me a character and...
I don't watch the thing.
Mrs...
O'Reilly.
This is Mrs. O'Reilly on Coronation
Mrs.
Street.
Mrs. Doyle.
What's your woman's name? I used to fancy her back in the day.
Well, there's Karen asking, who's Troy?
See, some lickers don't know. What's your woman's name? Sally Webster. So if Sally,
she's gone.
Oh, so if Sally Webster died in Coronation Street, that would be big news for my mother. She'd be.
Or is she gone? I don't know,
she'd be hysterical over it. But sport, and there's lots of people that just aren't into sport.
Well, I have to say, on Sunday,
one of my best friends, Queeveen.
Queeveen? Why are you naming her?
No, it's him.
It's a girl's name.
No, it's not. The Irish goalkeeper's called Queeveen.
Oh, yeah, it's a girl's name.
But you know my friend Queeveen?
No.
Ah, you do?
I do?
Ah, yeah, this fella, look.
Who's... what?
Him.
Yeah.
You know him?
Oh, yeah.
So I have a friend called Queeveen. And Queeveen has, if you were to rate how much interest he has in sport, what would you put it down as? Minus 20.
Yeah, minus 20, yeah.
I brought him to a Dubs game once in Croke Park and he walked out after 10 minutes like he just thought it was...
But he said, why are people picking up the ball, didn't he?
Yeah, why are people just running at ball? He just said, what is the purpose of this game? It's like, so I really do, if you're not into sport, like, I just don't get your... How do you get your jollies? Everybody has to get their jollies some way, don't they?
Well, no, I have to say, on Sunday, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Everybody did. The end of that match was just unreal.
There's no sport I don't like.
Ah, there has to be.
No, name a sport and I'll tell you. Oh, no, cricket, because I don't get cricket.
No, nor do I.
I don't like cricket. Oh, no.
I love it.
Do you? Well, there you go. Yeah.
No, I don't, actually. My dad...
Sorry, can I just reiterate?
My dad is big into cricket.
Can I reiterate, yeah? I don't like cricket. Oh, no.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I just don't get cricket.
My dad loves it.
I don't get football involved in women either. But I can't say that out loud because you get cancelled for that.
You just did say it out loud.
I didn't say it out loud. I said it with gritted teeth.
You just said,
I don't.
Jeremy Dixon on the Opinions Matter podcast just said, I don't like football involving women. You said it.
Can't take it back now.
No, it's said.
That's a joke, by the way. I didn't used to, okay? But then when you have daughters, your whole perspective on life changes.
So would you let one of your daughters play football?
Oh, absolutely. Sign them up. Who wants them? Who wants Bows, Shells, Pats, Rovers? Sign them up. No,
I think they should play.
No problem. No, you're you know the way I used to, back in the old days when I used to be a bit of a rage baiter, yeah? I'd say stuff like, oh, women's sport, pff, wouldn't watch women's football, pff. But then when you have daughters, you obviously become a bit of a feminist, don't you?
You do.
And you're all
and
for
so women, you should.
And you're all for women's rights. And I am the type of father that tells my daughters every day, you can be anything you want to be, but be a housewife. Marry rich. Marry rich. Anyway, that is...
I'm sorry, there's a comment there. Yes. Women's football is pure dross.
Well, this is coming from our friend Darren the Stoner, who couldn't run a bath, never mind a football pitch. Women's football is actually really, really, really good. Have you ever watched it?
I have watched it a bit, yeah.
Now, I have to say, last month I was over in London, as you know, with my young fella. I brought him to Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea weren't playing.
But it was pointless then, wasn't it?
No, we went to see the stadium. But the women's team were playing the next day, and there was tickets available. And I said to him...
Because he's a Chelsea supporter.
Oh, he's a Chelsea supporter. Chelsea, as you know, Chelsea till he dies. Blue running through his... Although blue does run through your veins. That's a stupid thing to say.
Come on.
Doesn't it?
Blue.
There's blue running through his veins. He's Chelsea.
Yeah.
But blue runs through everybody's veins. Everybody's veins are blue.
But your blood is red.
No, it's not. Your blood is blue. How did you not know that?
Sorry, I had a nosebleed earlier on, yeah? Jeez,
and it was that must be some amount of blood.
It was very red.
You seriously don't know that? Your blood in your body is red. Thank you.
It's not red.
Look at
your... It is red, yeah.
It's blue. Look at your veins. Look at the veins in your arms, yeah?
Yeah, I can see the veins in your arms.
The veins in your dick, wherever you want to you look. It's blue. Look, the blood is blue.
No, you're talking shite.
Can anybody confirm, if we have any junkies listening to the podcast, when you're shooting up, yeah, and you're doing that,
yeah,
because that's what they do, what colour are the veins?
They are blue,
yes.
But the blood is red.
No, blood is blue.
No, you're a fool of a man.
Anyway, I said to him, by the way, Chelsea women's team are playing tomorrow. Do you want to go? Nah.
Oh, that was it. He just dismissed it.
Dismissed it completely. Completely.
You were at some housewarming at the weekend, were you?
Yes, I was. Can I share this with you guys? I don't know if you've ever... By the way? A housewarming is the most arrogant thing you can be invited to, isn't
why?
It? Oh, my God.
What's arrogant about it?
So, we have friends. Myself and my wife have friends who've done good for themselves. And like ourselves, like Adrian, like me, they both grew up in the council estate, yeah?
Yep.
Yep, which is fine. And let's just say the two of them got a good job.
Very good.
In the last
good
few
for them.
Years.
Yep.
And they've done... what makes people objectionable. They've moved out of a council estate into a private housing estate.
Okay.
In a lovely 750 grand. Do you know how I know how much it is?
No, because she wants to get one.
I couldn't afford that. Couldn't even afford the 50 part of it. Because they told us how much the house was. They paid for the house.
Oh, that's a bit pretentious.
It's arseholish. Yeah, yeah. So they rang us there 2 weeks ago and said, we're having a house. You know, we bought that house, Jeremy, for 750 grand. Don't know. Don't care. Do you want to come to the housewarming? And I felt like saying, go fuck yourselves. But Sue said, because she needs a night out, said, let's go to the housewarming. And we went to the housewarming, 750 grand house. Yeah. Now, have you ever been to a housewarming before?
Years ago, maybe.
What?
Years ago.
Jesus, I'd say the housewarming was great crack with Jeremy at it, says Stephen. Well, Stephen, I'll come to that in a moment.
Oh, why? You were the centre of attention.
I was the crack. Something really weird happened at this housewarming.
Jesus, it must have been a shite housewarming if you were the crack.
But anyway, we arrived at the housewarming, and give me a woman's name because I can't name her.
Patricia.
No, don't have any friends called Patricia.
She's the stripper.
No, give me another name.
Jacqueline.
Jackie. Hello, Jackie. So, Jackie... We arrived in...
Hey, listen, Jackie.
With a bottle of wine, yeah?
Yeah.
I gave it to Jackie. And Jackie says, now, before you get settled, let me show you around the house. Oh. That rubbed me up the wrong way.
Oh, it rubbed me up the wrong way.
Who gives somebody a tour of their own house?
No, you don't do that.
No, you don't. Sure you don't.
Maybe before you actually move in.
No,
with
why?
No furniture or anything, friends might come around and have a look at the new gaff before you move in.
Now, I have to say, I was very impressed with her walk-in wardrobe.
Oh, yeah, that's the size of your whole bedroom, isn't it?
Do you have a walk-in wardrobe?
Yeah, of course you do, yeah.
Do you really? No, yeah. You don't.
Yes, I do.
In that kip of a house you live in?
I absolutely
that
do.
That absolute dive of
no,
a place.
No, it's not a dive.
Have you got a walk-in wardrobe?
Yeah.
So they're walk-in wardrobe, yeah?
Yeah.
When you walk into it, you pull out all these drawers, and like there's drawers with pants and socks and all this.
Did you see all that?
Yeah.
Oh, this is getting weirder by the minute.
Yes.
Have a look at my underwear.
What?
Is that what they did? They pulled open the drawers.
Look at this. Oh, it's an amazing walk-in wardrobe now.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
Why have you got one though?
What do you mean, why have I got one?
You have a kip of a house.
I don't have a kip of a house.
Oh, you do? Literally, your house is such a kip. You have like Airbus planes landing on the roof every day. Isn't it on the flight path?
It is, unfortunately. Yeah.
Anyway, they gave us a tour of the house, which I found very pretentious.
Yeah, it is a little bit like, now.
Here's our walk-in wardrobe here. Now, I have to say, and well, what name did we call this woman? Because I don't want to call her real name.
Jackie.
I have to say, Jackie, I was very impressed with your standalone wrought iron bath.
Ah, they're pretentious as well.
Why?
Did you see?
It's in the middle of the bathroom.
Who's bats?
What?
Who's bats? And trying to get into one of them.
A standalone.
And in 10 years' time, she'll fall out of the shagging thing.
No, it's not up against the wall. Like
I know, I've seen them.
And I remember being in your man and dad's house in Ballybrack, yeah, and they had carpet along the side of the bath. Do you remember that?
Carpet?
They had carpets. That was the thing back in the day in Kipps where your parents lived.
Stop making up stuff.
Did you not know that?
We had carpet on the wall of the bathroom.
No, on the wall of the bath. Does anybody remember that? That back in the day,
carpet on the wall of the bath.
What I'm saying. Does anybody?
So hang on. You get into the bath, and there's carpet on the.
Yes, that was the thing in council estates back in the day. If you were a povo, did you have carpet on your bath? So the way it was is back in the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bathrooms had carpet in them. Ours did.
Right.
And it used to be stinking of piss because I had very bad control of my penis. When I was younger.
So what, you pissed all over the bathroom?
Oh, you know what my mother's nickname for me was? Sprinkler. Because
so there was carpet on the ground then. You piddled all over the place.
Oh, it was. Put it this way. The carpet in our bathroom, yeah?
Yeah.
Smelled like your granny's knickers.
My granny's long since passed.
Oh, God. Is that a bad joke?
Yeah, it is very distasteful.
Can we take that joke out?
It's too late now. It's in there.
So because I had a sprinkler dick when I was younger.
Right.
Yeah, I literally, when I'd hold my willy to go to the toilet, yeah? It would go, you know, at half time in the Aviva when the match is on. You know, the thing goes. Do you ever see the thing that's shooting
the water
across? That was my dick back in the day. So the carpet in our bathroom, because back in the day you didn't change carpet. You know the way now if you get a stain in your carpet, order a new one. Back in the day you didn't.
So your carpet was on the floor and up the side of the bath?
Yeah. Am I the only one?
Oh, I've never ever heard of that in my life.
Oh, Dara's saying there was no carpet on the bath, it was plastic. And Amanda's saying carpet in the bathroom is vile. Yes, it is vile now because we've all become a lot.
I'm sorry, there was tiles even back in the day. They're not a new invention.
Are we the only people that had carpet?
I think so.
Pissy carpet in the bathroom?
I think so. We definitely didn't. Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, let me get back to the Adele's house or whatever. What's her name? What did we call her? Bridget? Deirdre? What's her name?
I don't know.
The house I was in. Anyway, standalone bath, the whole thing. But we went into the main bedroom, as in the couple's bedroom of the house. And you know what brought the whole house down? This is a beautiful house now. It's just around the corner from Leopardstown Racecourse. What's that road called?
I don't know. You were at the party.
I don't know the name of the road. What's that road going down?
Brighton Road.
I think it's Brighton Road. And we went into the main bedroom, which is absolutely amazing, yeah? And you know what they had on the bed? Animal print bed sheets.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
So the house looks like it
we have a set of them. We do.
No, you don't.
We do.
You don't have to say it for comedic effect.
No, okay. We do. We just haven't put it on the bed in years.
You have animal print bedclothes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We just haven't put them on the bed in years.
Well, I think of animal print bedclothes, I think of Jimmy Savile. What are you doing? What type of animal is it?
I'm a tiger.
A tiger?
No, a panther. I don't know what.
What did you even buy?
A leopard. It's a leopard.
Can you actually buy this shit?
A leopard.
Print.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Bed sheets.
Yeah. There you go. That's exactly what we have.
Oh my, you do not.
Yeah, we do. They're gorgeous.
Oh my God, it's disgusting looking. So we're in the bed and these couple, they think they're really posh now because they moved out of a council estate. Yeah.
That is very posh.
And my wife, as they were saying it to us, this is the master bedroom. My wife is kicking me under the the bed going, would you look, would you look? And I looked at the bed sheets and I was thought, you've just ruined a 750 grand house with animal print bed sheets.
So tell me finally how you were the centre of attention at this party.
We haven't got time to talk about this because this is a big thing, what I did.
Karaoke?
No, so they asked everybody to do a party piece.
Right.
We'll talk about it on the next one, what my party piece was. Have you got a party piece?
I can sing a song.
How did you ever get as far as you did in this industry?
You've oh, here, wait, I tell you. I sang a song the other night in a bar, and I was in Lanzarote last week. Yeah,
yeah.
And I sang, what's my song that I sing? The only song I actually know the words of.
Cracklin' Rosie.
No, not that one. The other one.
Hello.
No,
again,
not that
hello.
One. That's shite.
Okay. It coming to America.
No, that's Mug.
It's one of them. Oh, Money Talks.
No, it's not.
It don't sing no.
It's the easy one. Sweet Caroline, yeah?
Oh, Sweet Caroline, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So I'm singing this. By the way,
Martin says you're like Adrian Trotter. That is literally, I need a photograph of your boudoir. Have you made love on leopard print sheets?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
That is actually...
It's actually more arousing than normal bed sheets.
Stop. That's stomach churning.
Anyway,
oh my God.
Here, how is this a thing, yeah? I was singing Sweet Caroline the other night in a bar in Lanzarote, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And three people got up and stormed out. Not because my singing was so bad, but because apparently it's a Rangers song.
It is a Rangers song, yeah.
Is it?
So was Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
No, I knew that one. I knew that one.
Yeah.
But it's Sweet Caroline, have they hijacked that as well?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Protestants hijacked pretty much everything.
Anyway, so these guys literally... got up, walked out and said, you fucking prick for singing that. I was like, oh.
Well, they would have had to be Scottish accents, wouldn't they? Hey, you can't.
No, they were Irish.
Irish Rangers fans?
Irish Rangers fans.
Scum. Anyway. Why did you sing that song?
Because I always sing that song.
I have to say, I know you invited me over to Lanzarote for the week. I'm raging I didn't go now. If I hadn't known you were going to be singing Neil Diamond songs in an Irish bar.
It wasn't an Irish bar.
Skull and Back Pines, I would have been.
It wasn't
been
an Irish bar, believe it or not. But
I mean, Eddie, you're right. Karaoke is for council, Scum.
What? I guarantee you go to a karaoke when you're on holidays.
Oh my God. Just to finish up on the bed sheets, yeah?
Yeah, can we get on with this?
You can actually get pink leopard skin
I've
bed
seen
sheets.
Them as well. We used to have them. We threw them out though.
Oh my God. Pink leopard skin.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a pink leopard?
No, I haven't, funny enough, but you can get pink leopard skin.
What did they kill to make those sheets?
Oh, they're lovely there.
Have you jizzed on animal prints?
Ah, stop it now. Stop. Oh, stop. God.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Can I ask you a question?
Ask a question, yeah.
You know Lord Mayors?
Yeah.
Like, every city has a Lord Mayor.
Yeah. Dublin has one. We're going to have him on the show in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. New York has one.
Yeah.
You're the Muslim fella.
The Muslim fella,
great,
yeah.
Great, isn't he? I love him.
Yeah.
And Gotham has one.
Gotham.
Gotham City. Who's the mayor? Harvey Dent. Is it Harvey Dent?
There is no city called Gotham.
Gotham City.
That's in the movies, you fool.
No, but it has a mayor. Who's the mayor of Gotham City?
I've no idea.
Is it Harvey Dent?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Dent. Or Two-Face. Who is it?
I don't know.
I've never seen those Batman movies.
Anyway, go on.
Is it only the mayor of Dublin that wears that stupid chain around his neck?
You wouldn't say that to his face.
Well, obviously. Well, is it a man now?
It's a man at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, but it has
we're going to be talking to him later on.
But it has been a woman.
Or did we talk to him earlier on in the week?
Who knows? We've had female mayors, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah. She's a lovely mayor, she is. That's what they call women.
You wouldn't say that to a female Lord Mayor.
That's what they say.
You're a lovely mayor, you are.
Ah, you're a lovely mayor. I'd put stirrups on me and give you a ride, I would. That's the way they... You know, by the way...
Jeez, you've gone very, very, very sexist in your old
you
age.
You know, no, sexy. My wife has told me I've become very sexy, she said. We'll come to that in a moment. She did say that. She said that to me straight after she took all the light bulbs out of the bedroom. She said,
well, understandable.
You're very good looking. Have you ever heard the way men from Loud talk about women? They treat them like they're cattle. Have you ever heard a loud man talking about a woman? Oh, you're a lovely mare, so yeah. I'd bring you out for a koi chips, I would. And I'd ride you to bits, I would. I'd ride you.
Who is this man?
What?
Who is he?
Men from Louth. They treat...
So Louth is a small enough county, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all of them speak like that, do they?
I'd ride you like you were in the... What's the races that goes on up in Louth? They're always on the beach. What's that called?
The Bellewstown races.
I'd ride you like you were in the Bellewstown races, so I would. I would. Stirrups on you. I'd put a saddle on your back, so I would. How much do you weigh? How much are you worth? How much are you worth per kilogram?
I will give you €1,000 if you get that exact man on this show tomorrow.
€1,000? Yeah. Sorry, before we go on, where is this €1,000 coming from? Is it coming from... Because every time you make a bet with me,
yeah,
you take it out of the company account, which is literally betting me with my own money.
Yeah, that's
which
the plan. Ridiculous. Yeah.
It'd be like the owner of the Bellagio.
Anyway, what's your issue with the Lord Mayor wearing a chain around his neck?
No, I have a bigger issue with loud men, the way they speak about women. Now, I'm not saying all loud men, yeah?
Right.
But up there, it's a bit backward, isn't it? No, I know it's only a half an hour up the...
It's literally a half an hour up the road.
Oh, yeah, you can't say anything about that county.
Not really.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. But I can.
Yeah, you can.
I have no affiliations with that county anymore.
No.
Loud. I mean, I used to have a lot of affiliations with Loud. I owned a bit of property up in Beshiestown.
That's in Meath, you fool. Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
It is.
How could it be?
It is.
No. Sure, hang on. We're in Port Marnock doing this podcast,
in County Dublin, yeah.
Now, if I get in a boat...
Yep.
Out there.
Yeah. And you head up along the coast.
And sail up towards Carlingford.
Yeah.
Carlingford, that's what they call it. And I sail...
You'll come to Beshiestown.
But Meath's inland.
There's a bit of Meath that's on the coast.
No, there's not.
There is. You fool of a man.
That wouldn't make
Look at a map of Meath.
That wouldn't make sense.
Look at a map of Meath. There's a section of Meath that's actually along the coast.
I've never been to Meath.
What?
I've never been to Meath.
You have been to Meath.
I've never been to Meath.
You were in Ashburn a while ago.
I told you not to talk about her.
Anyway, there's a stretch...
By the way, her name is Aisling Byrne.
There's a stretch of coast in County Meath.
No,
between
that makes no geographical sense. Meath is an inland county. I remember that from my school days.
No.
I remember that from my school days.
Look, I'll show you now. Jeez, I have to... It's like spoon feeding a child.
Sorry, who has to spoon feed? My children eat themselves. They don't need to be spoon fed.
There, look, there. A little bit of it on the coast, look.
I'm looking at Meath.
Yeah, there it is there.
And there's a little bit sort of, a little erection, if you will.
Yeah, along the coast.
How did that happen? Who drew up the boundaries?
I don't know, but Beshiestown is in County Meath.
Well, you know what? Today is a learning day for me, for Jeremy. Thank you.
Every day is a learning day for you.
Well, every day is a learning day for everybody.
Anyway, there you go. So you can see a bit of the Meath along the coast. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. How did that happen, though?
I don't know. Ask Lord Farquhar or whoever.
Well, you know what? In my 38 years on this planet,
What about the other 12?
That's funny, actually. Yeah. On my 38 years on this planet, I always thought that you could drive from Dublin to Carlingford just by going through Louth. And I didn't know you had to pass me.
Yeah.
There's no signs for it, though.
There is on the motorway.
No, there's not. No.
On the M1, there is.
When
you pass the...
No.
When you pass the City North Hotel, you pass a Meath sign. And then when you get across the Boyne River, you pass a Louth sign. You're in Louth. So it's only about 6 or 7 miles.
So what was the point?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, Beshiestown is in Meath.
In Ga.
Yeah.
Would someone from... Sorry, Beshiestown is in?
Is in County Meath.
I refuse to believe that now.
I'm showing you.
I have to be honest. I have a hard time swallowing that pill. I really do. So are you
saying... You're being told.
People living in Beshiestown in a Ga match would not be supporting Louth. They'd be supporting Meath.
Obviously, it's their county.
That's a fallacy.
It's not. It's fake.
That's fake news.
It's not.
Really? That's absolutely mad. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Anyway, where do we end up talking about? Oh, I was saying about Louth men calling women mares. They call them mares.
Again, I'd like proof of that.
Oh, I've heard. I used to work in a nightclub in Drogheda. And in fact...
Now, Drogheda's in County Louth, but only part of it. There's a section of Drogheda that's actually in County Meath.
Anyway, I once worked in a nightclub, in several nightclubs in Drogheda and Dundalk. And I'm regularly up there. I go up to Jonesborough. Quite a bit as well to make purchases.
Spending the Queen's Pound, like?
Fireworks.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Anyway, I've heard men in Louth saying stuff like, going, oh, well, yeah, that's a lovely filly, that is. That's a lovely filly. I'd love to see that filly in a pair of high heels.
Get me that man, will you?
Anyway, I'll go back. Guys, most of you know who mares are, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, males. Does a mare, you know the way the mare... Is it only the Mayor of Dublin that has to wear the chain around his neck?
No, it's a standard thing.
So every mayor, when you become a mayor, you get a chain?
Yeah, you get a chain, yeah.
And what's the purpose of the chain?
To show that you're the mayor. Nobody else has that chain except the mayor. So you can swan around the streets and everyone will know straight away, oh, you're the mayor.
But does it not give you back problems? Because I know...
It's a hefty LJO.
I tell you why, I was at an event last week. I can't disclose what the event was because it was quite salubrious. And exclusive.
You had a football match.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. It was what was before the football match. I was at a let's say, what word would we describe it as?
You blagged a fucking ticket into the VIP area of the Aviva Stadium last week. There you go.
I don't have to blag. Anyway, there were dignitaries there.
The Lord Mayor was there.
I'm a dignitary. I was there. And there was a couple of dignitaries, and they were wearing the chains around their neck. Yep. And I was wondering, what is the purpose of a chain around your neck?
Because you're the Lord Mayor. What, there was a couple of Lord Mayors there, was there?
Ah, there was loads of chains. People with chains all over the place.
And why didn't you wear your chains?
I don't have... But what is the purpose of a chain around the Lord Mayor?
To show that you're the Lord Mayor. That chain's been around for donkey's years.
Oh, so it's an old chain?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And supposing, because my wife had a problem with her ring.
Right.
Did I ever tell you about this?
No.
My wife, for about 5 years, had an awful problem. She was getting a rash.
Oh, right, yeah, that can happen, yeah.
What?
You can get a rash at your ring, yeah.
But she did have a rash.
Yeah, no, I developed one myself, actually, at one stage.
And she was too embarrassed to go to the doctors about it.
Why?
She just was, because I said to her, you need to go to the doctor and talk about the ring and the rash. And she was like, I can't. I literally can't. I'd be too embarrassed about it. Very, very, very shy woman.
Okay.
Very respectful woman, shy woman, like myself. And
what's wrong with showing a rash on your ring?
She wanted to show the rash on her ring.
Well, how are you meant to get it treated?
Anyway, she decided... Or she found out by a process of elimination that the rash was being caused by her ring. Oh. So she's allergic. So my wife doesn't wear a wedding ring.
Because she's allergic to it?
She's allergic to whatever metal it's in.
That's just an excuse.
Now, in fairness, the wedding ring I got her, I'd say it's the cheapest fucking material known. What's the cheapest material? Tin foil.
You got it in Argos before it pulled out of Ireland.
Yeah, it was a cannabis leaf ring. But she can't wear a wedding ring because she's allergic to metal. So my point is, what if the Lord Mayor, suppose you got the gig and you were saying, you're the Adrian Kennedy, you're the new Lord. Although you would be Lord Mayor.
Why?
You have a criminal record.
A criminal record?
You do. You can't have a Lord Mayor.
Who has a criminal record?
You have a criminal record.
No, I do not.
Sorry, look up the pulse on the Garda system. And
it won't say criminal record.
Oh, it will say criminal
record. Au contraire, monsieur.
What's the opposite of contraire? Au contraire.
I don't know.
Pro contraire. But supposing you got voted in as Lord Mayor.
And you were allergic to
the chain. Can you still be a Lord Mayor? We need to get a Lord Mayor on the show and ask all these questions.
We're going to have one on in a few minutes.
But I have to be honest with you, and I wouldn't say this to a Lord Mayor. It looks silly when you see a Lord Mayor walking down Grafton Street and the chain, doesn't it?
He doesn't walk down Grafton Street with it around his neck. He only wears it for occasions.
Oh, so you don't have to wear...
So the Lord Mayor is getting the bus home, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although they tend to live in the mansion house. He's getting the bus out to see his ma, yeah?
Yeah.
He's not going to have the chain around his neck. In fact, I don't even think that the chain that the Lord Mayor's wear is the actual Lord Mayor's chain.
Sorry, I just need to stop you there. I'm over the Lord Mayor now. It's amazing. Some of the things we've talked about on this podcast over the years, I would have thought would annoy people.
Yeah.
And we've been contacted by someone who's never... Look.
Never contacted us.
I know,
yeah.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Never. And his name is, I think it's Jim, or JM is his name. Let me see. Well, he actually looks like me, doesn't he?
No, he looks like that other fella.
Which other fella?
The other fella.
Oh, bleh. That?
No, no. No. Bleh. The other fella we don't talk about anymore.
We don't talk about?
Oh, he does. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Which fella do we not talk about? This is so surreal.
We can't talk about it. We don't talk about him anymore.
Well, it's so funny that we don't talk about him
anyway,
anymore.
He's the image of
Which fella do we not talk about?
The fella.
I have to write it down now. Anyway, there's a fella that just messaged us who looks a bit like me, I have to be honest with you.
Yeah, him.
Oh, he does look like him.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, he does.
And we don't talk about
him. We're not allowed to. There's a certain man in our...
sphere.
In our constituency, and we're banned from talking about him. But anyway, this fella has never messaged the podcast before, which is bizarre.
You're very welcome, whoever you are.
But JM.
How are you, JM?
And
you're the image of a fella we can't talk about.
He doesn't look like him anymore. You'd be a bit more fuller now. Anyway,
go on anyway, yeah.
JM, I've never seen somebody so annoyed about something. Adrian, he says.
Oh, sense the anger.
Will you tell that sap? I'm the sap. Yep. Gormanstown, Mosny, Laytown, Bettystown, Mornington are all on the Meath coastline. JM, thank you for your message. Thank you for contacting Opinions Mark. I couldn't give a fiddler's fuck what.
But you wouldn't believe it earlier on.
No, I wouldn't believe it. I still won't believe it. As far as I'm concerned, if you live in Bettystown, let me name the place again. He's the image of him. I can't look at that photograph.
No, I know, he is.
I'm looking at him.
Yeah, we can't talk about him.
As far as... But we can, we're allowed to.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, JM, if that is your name, Gormanstown, Mosny, Laytown, Bettystown, Mornington are all in County Louth and nothing...
But you're wrong.
Nothing can stop that.
I've already told you the truth of this.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Just personal WhatsApp.
Personal WhatsApp?
On my phone.
You want to play it for us?
No. It's from herself.
Oh, herself saying, where the fuck are you?
No. My wife doesn't use bad language. Don't confuse our wives. My wife has a mouth like the Queen.
Oh, hello, Jeremy. She doesn't.
I forgot our anniversary yesterday.
Oh, fuck off, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Don't tell me to fuck off, please. You turn down the music for that. This is actually very serious.
Very bad. Did you get married in November?
No, that's the whole thing. That's... And by talking about it, I'm going to make matters worse for myself.
Okay, but you're fucking sure.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Oh, you'd be happy to see me on the sofa.
I would, absolutely, yeah.
So would I, because the Xbox is out in the living room. Yeah. No, I can't stop cracking jokes, Jeremy. This is serious business.
You forgot your anniversary, but I didn't think you got married in November.
I didn't. So this is I don't know for those of you who are married.
I know the anniversary. It is the anniversary of the day you met.
Yes.
Ah, what a load of bollocks.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that if your missus was on the line. Oh, darling, darling, flowers are on the way. Interflora, they're coming for you, honey.
And once you get married, your marriage anniversary supersedes it.
I believe that.
Absolutely.
No, you can't. You can't put words in other people's mouths.
So what did she want? A bunch of flowers?
No, she doesn't like flowers.
Does she get her flowers? Does she ever get flowers?
Not for me.
Really?
Not for me. You miserable
bastard.
She doesn't like flowers.
Who doesn't like flowers?
My wife does not like flowers. Well, she does. She likes the Lego flowers. You know, you can buy Lego flowers because they never die. She says she doesn't want things around that are old and willery and about to die. Your missus doesn't have a problem with that. She has you beside her.
So do yours.
You're old and withering and about to die. Oh, sorry. I'll talk to you about that. Going to put you in your place, Kennedy.
Oh, go on, yeah.
You pig's prick.
What?
Oh, no. I met a friend from school yesterday I told you about this.
Well, you didn't. You just said you met a friend from school yesterday.
I met an old friend from school in Woody's DIY.
There's no better buy in DIY. Matter. I don't think they use that jingle anymore.
It doesn't matter. But anyway, so I don't know how any of you feel about this, guys, but my wife and myself are at an impasse. Isn't that the word?
Yeah.
It's not where you can't agree on something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Israel and Gaza, an impasse.
A bit more, a bit less serious than that now.
Oh, you haven't been in my house, but I forget the anniversary. No, I'm not saying which of us is Benjamin Netanyahu. I can't even say that man's name. What's his name?
Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, go on.
Anyway, we're at an impasse at the moment. So we met in November.
What year?
Not you and I. What year?
Yeah. No clue.
I'd give you, if you were to give me a ballpark, like is it between 10 and 20, I could tell you that, but I can't tell you exact years. I'm very good, I'm very bad with memories, remembering dates and stuff like that. Anyway.
Where'd you meet?
Oh yeah, you know that. I'm not sharing.
Where did you meet?
I'm not sharing my private life with the Lickers.
Ah, they all want to know.
The Lickers, no, they're Lickers. They don't. So anyway, I met my wife on a rainy night in November.
In Soho.
So when I went to London to meet her. No, I met her on a rainy night in November.
Where?
And where?
Yeah.
What do you want to know? Tramco.
Yeah. Tramco and Rathmines.
Tramco and Rathmines. It's now closed down.
Yeah, it's long closed down. Long it closed actually closed down because you met your wife there.
It burnt to the ground. Anyway, we met on a certain date. And...
Well, apparently, if what you're telling me is true, at the time of this recording, you met on the 17th of November then, did you?
No, it was yesterday.
You didn't just meet yesterday.
No, but yesterday was the date.
Yeah, which was the 17th of November, yeah.
Which you know more than I do.
Yeah.
So here's what happened, guys, and I don't know if you have this issue as well. So there's the date we met on,
yeah,
which wasn't our first date.
Now I'm confused.
No, the date we met it wasn't arranged.
Oh, of course, yeah.
We met on a night out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was DJing and she was the customer.
Oh, that's really inappropriate. Mixing what? Business with pleasure.
Why?
Taking advantage of customers.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big advantage taker. Big advantage taker. She was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
And you were the DJ.
And I was the DJ.
Yeah.
So she was working as a waitress in the cocktail bar.
Yeah.
I was the DJ. Anyway, we met and exchanged numbers, okay?
So you just walked up to her. She said, will you play a song for me?
And I said, I'll do more than that, honey. So that was the first date that I'm supposed to remember.
You didn't say any sleaze like that, did you?
Oh,
not all I'll give you, honey.
Oh, well, I used to, back in the day, I was the king of sleaze. And I used
so
to
this girl came up to you and she's talking away to you.
My wife.
But she is now. She wasn't then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're in fairness, if she could go back to that particular date,
I'd say she'd fucking love to.
I'd say she would have left Tramco an hour early, like gone straight home. No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't have three beautiful kids then.
Yeah, but she still doesn't need you for all that.
I know, because they look like me. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
No, that's the point.
What?
That's the point.
So, Anyway, everybody's saying it. The kids look like me. Everybody's saying it.
No, they do.
So that's the first date, guys, that you have to remember when you're a man. This is good for you guys because if you...
Okay, so you met on a date in November.
That was our meeting date.
Yeah.
Then a week after that, we went on our first date. Okay, so that was the...
First date.
It was towards the start of December. Nearly.
Okay,
was the first day. We went to... Jesus, the restaurant we went is closed down as well.
What was that?
Little Caesars.
Oh, that's gone, yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere's gone.
Everything, I know. So we went to Little Caesars. Yeah. So there's the date. Then we got engaged.
Okay.
On Christmas Day.
What, that same year?
No! Down the line!
Okay, you got engaged.
So you know this stuff, you spat.
Yeah, but how many years later was the engagement?
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about years, about dates.
But you haven't a clue about the years.
That's years, schmears.
Go on anyway, yeah, go on.
So that's the third date.
Yeah.
Then the fourth one is the day we got married. Now, my wife, God rest her, yeah?
But she's still around.
I don't know after today.
Unless she's under your patio at home.
Michelle says, Jeremy, it's unforgivable to... I don't have a patio. It's unforgivable to forget such an important day. Some real lick-arsing has to be done. I've no problem licking arse when it has to be done, when it's called for.
Yeah, no, that's okay, yeah.
And get crawling, says Michelle. Oh, I've no bother crawling and licking arse. That used to be my nickname.
Arse licker.
So, could be worse, could be window licker.
Come on.
So my wife... God rest her.
Wants you to remember four different
dates. The date that we met, the date we went on our first date, the day we got engaged, and the day we got married.
Now, ask my hole.
Well, I say ask my hole as well, and that's how I end up on the sofa. So which date should be remembered out of those four? Because you would be the same, wouldn't you?
I know the date we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, I have to... That's the first time you cast eyes on each other. Yeah.
So I know that date.
I don't think that's an important date.
Oh, no, I do. It is. So I can rattle that date off.
I shouldn't have said it to her last year.
Probably not.
She didn't talk to me for about a month.
Now, the date of your first date. No, that's a load of shite.
What did you rattle off on your first night?
What? Oh, I didn't do anything on my first night.
You just said I rattled her off on the first date.
No, I can rattle off that date.
Oh, sorry, okay.
So that's the first date we met, and I can tell you our wedding anniversary.
I mean, Amanda's saying...
So sorry, what was the other two? The first time you went on a date, and then the day you got engaged. No, ask me, Hope.
Amanda says, I didn't think you celebrated anniversaries other than your wedding once you married. That's what I thought, Amanda, but...
And so did I, Amanda.
But I don't have the mind of a woman or the vagina of a woman. I have no part of me is a woman. So I don't think like women think. But my wife says that date one, the date we first cast eyes, drunken eyes, I'd say. Very drunken eyes.
You were DJing?
Oh, yeah.
No wonder Tramco closed down. Oh, the DJ was rubber.
Oh, peach schnapps. Archers. That's what I was drinking. And I think out of those four dates, first time you met...
Yeah.
First date, time you got engaged, and wedding. I think the wedding supersedes everything.
No, I do as well.
Forget about the other three.
Well, no, I just happen to remember the date we first met.
Yeah, but you have break up and get back together dates as well. You've about 15 dates. What's the program called for Google that organizes your life? Google Calendar. You'd literally need Google Calendar.
There it is there, look.
look, it's actually buzzing.
It is.
We got back together on this day. So are you going to agree? It's a male-female.
Yeah, it's the wedding
date. Be a male or female?
Yeah, wedding date, that's it.
So it's only the wedding date.
Do you even remember that? What date's your anniversary? Your wedding anniversary.
Why are you asking me that? Why are you going to send me flowers? Oh, no, I do know that. That's in the bank.
It's in the bank?
It's in the bank in there.
Forgot it last year.
Google Calendar.
I think you deserve to be on the sofa.
Oh, I hope so. I have my fire stick plugged into the TV in the living room. Anyway, just let this be. I know we're joking about it, but we're not joking about it. When I get home, my balls are going to be fried on the pan this evening.
Serves you right.
What's it called? Fried balls.
Sweetbreads.
Literally, if anybody wants to eat my testicles, I'll bring them in a little Tupperware jar tomorrow and you can have them. But let this be a lesson to you, lads. Women want all four dates.
But no, then, not then, most women, no. She's obviously psycho material.
Oh, well, she married me. And then there's the date you first had as well. That has
do you know that date as well?
Oh, I do, yeah. That ran into 3 days. That was a marathon. That was.
Thank you for listening.
By the way, everything about that story was true except for the last part.
The marathon.
And the part about her frying my balls on the pan. She'd put them in the air fryer.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just set a scene here. We have a lovely studio here, as you can see. Yeah.
Oh, bigger issues here going on at this moment in time.
Why? What are the bigger issues?
We're just got invited to another Christmas party.
Who wants to go to a Christmas party?
Well, not now.
Ah, yes. Could you be ours now?
They, so
you probably can't.
11.
I know, but you probably can't. Oh, I probably can't either, to be quite honest.
I have an issue with that, look.
Anyway,
sorry, we just got an email before we came to air, and came to air, it doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't, yeah. Came,
been inviting us to, I'm already going to 4 Christmas parties this year.
Well, I'm not going to any.
Because as you know, I have, because I regularly mention it, 4 jobs.
4 jobs?
4 different jobs, yeah, I do.
What are the 4 jobs?
Well, I've this one.
Yeah.
This isn't really a job, this is our...
Well, it is a job.
No, it's our company.
I know, but it's a company that you make money out of, so therefore it's a job.
Yeah. So there's this.
Yeah.
Then there's the other one. What did say?
Yeah, one. Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That one.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's two.
Yeah.
I don't want to be talking about.
And what's the other one?
I don't want to talk about.
I want to know what number 4 is.
Well, you have to get to number 3 first.
Yeah, number 3.
What
I know.
What do you put 4? You're pointing up at the moon.
There, out there.
Out there.
Out there near Sugarloaf. That one. That one out that direction.
Oh, my little ice cream stand at Sugarloaf. No.
There's that one, that's
the Martello,
3.
The Martello,
that's 3.
By the way, I'm tax compliant.
I know that. Yeah, so I believe.
None of this is, what do you mean so you believe?
So I believe.
It's none of this is
alleged. So that's 3 jobs. What's the 4th?
Come on, you know the 4th one.
The 4th?
Yeah, you know the 4th one.
Ah, the voluntary job.
No, it's not voluntary.
It is.
Jeez, I'll start talking about that.
What's that?
Yeah, you. Anyway, I have 4 different jobs, so I have 4 different Christmas parties coming up.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to any. I've made the decision. Well, you probably
can. By the way, is the app playing?
Is what?
The app.
The app?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, so you're going to 4 Christmas parties. 4. Who has time?
Oh, you've always got time for Christmas parties.
I hate them. I fucking hate them.
What?
Like that one I'm not going to because it's just all the heads. And you probably can't go and I probably can't go to that. Yeah?
Yeah.
There's a conflict of interest.
I don't believe in interest.
There's conflicts. Then the other one from up the road here, I probably can't go to either.
Nobody cares. Can I just say something to all of you? And I know a lot of you regularly make fun of my appearance.
Yeah, I mean, look at the state here today.
See, there's no need for that.
Like, what is that? Deutscher Fußballbund.
So
what the fuck is the jersey you're wearing?
It's a podcast people are listening to. They don't
well, I'm
it.
Telling you, ladies and gentlemen, he's wearing this purple jersey with pink stripes on it, and it is Deutscher Fußballbund.
It's a German football jersey.
But what the fuck does it mean?
Well, I don't speak German.
So why are you wearing it?
Because I'm a fan of the German football team. It's a German football jersey.
What's the name of the team?
God, why do people listen
Deutscher
to this podcast?
Deutscher Fußballbund. What does that even mean?
It's the national German football team.
What?
This is the national German football
team. Get that fucking off you now.
There's no need to curse. Oh, my God.
Why aren't you wearing an Irish one?
I have the Irish jersey as well.
But why would you possibly wear a German one?
So I have a collection of football jerseys of, regardless of what country they are, because I like the jersey. I have the Swedish football jersey, which looks like you're working in IKEA, by the way.
Yeah.
It's the exact same colours.
Because IKEA is based on the Swedish colours, you fool.
I never knew that. Obviously. Is that why it's blue and yellow? Never knew that. So I have a collection of jerseys that I happen to like.
Well, that's a hideous
one. I have the English jersey as well.
Don't you ever come in here wearing that.
Don't you ever. Anyway, I like the German football team and I like their jersey. I wouldn't support them.
But you are supporting them by wearing their jersey.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. That's the only German.
Deutscher Fußballbund.
Anyway.
Sorry, that's what I had to put up with. You get me dressed with a little bit of class. A little bit of class. Let me see what's on your feet. Look at the fucking state of those runners.
It's a podcast. People don't care. It's not.
I'm telling ladies and gentlemen, he's wearing these white runners that have probably been on his feet since 2016.
No, believe it or not, they're only 2 months old.
They don't look it. They haven't worn well.
Because I play football with my son in them.
You should leave them at home.
Just because your son never wanted to play sport with you.
Yes, he did.
In fact, he used to say... Because me and Sean, your son, are very close. In fact, we'd have a closer relationship than you have with him. It's actually quite sad. And I remember, this is true, by the way.
Sean has no time for you at all.
Swear on my life, this is true. Back when Sean was a teenager,
yeah,
he used to ring me up and he'd go, "Jer, would you come out to Bray and play football with me?" And I'd say, "Have you not got a dad to do it?" He'd go, "No, he's gone AWOL." And then when you did turn up to play football with him, he'd ring me and he'd go, "Jer, will you come out and play football? Because my dad is a fucking embarrassment. He literally runs down the pitch and he's wheezing like a dog." Remember you had the emphysema, what was it called there?
I never had emphysema. Thank God. I think you did. Thank God.
Anyway, so I was closer to your son than you were. Deal with it. Anyway, back to this. I know a lot of you regularly comment on my appearance, including that
because
man.
It's hideous looking.
That may be the case. I've always been a hit with the ladies, though.
What ladies?
All was a hit with
your
ladies.
Your daughters, wow.
Oh, no, what? No, all was a hit. No, my daughters can't stand me.
Oh, right.
I'm in the shithouse with them at the moment.
Oh, are you again?
Because we have an electronics ban in the house at the moment.
Oh, good man.
It's going down like a...
Well, no, I admire that. Like I respect that. Balloon. Yeah, no, I like that.
I said, enough is enough. Yeah. Electronic. I know most of you listen to this podcast... iPads basically rare your kids.
Until the ban.
Oh, no. Most of your kids are reared on the iPad.
Can I tell you, only a few weeks ago we did a podcast where somebody actually called you out for your kids using electronics in a restaurant?
Can we get back to this? Anyway, I know a lot of you think that I look old for my age. Now, I'm not going to say what my age is because...
I know,
I love the mystery of it. Someone came up to my gig.
There is no mystery.
Oh, there's a huge... It's like the
third secret of Fatima.
What? No, the tell to clean Jesus' face. What's that?
The third secret of Fatima.
Is that what it is? Remember he wiped his face in a towel?
That turned out to be a fake. That was fake news.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Although that would, like, who had a towel back in...
And whose face stays on a towel for 2,000 years?
Oh, I have another story about that. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Go on anyway. Will you get on with the story?
Well, I have to tell this one first. Lads, I don't know in your house, guys, if you have separate towels. You have separate towels?
No.
So... We do now.
Oh, you used not?
No, we used not to have separate towels. Now, if you're eating when you're listening to this, just stop eating, okay? Put it down. So I would
recommend... I don't like where this is going.
Oh, you need to know where this is going.
So you used to have shared towels. You used to share the bath towel.
Yeah, we'd have to... I don't believe in using bath towel.
I'm the same.
So myself and my wife would share the same bath towel. And they're the big bath towels. We got them in...
Yisk.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Yisk.
Jusk.
No, it's Yisk.
It starts with a J.
I asked the man in the shop, he told me. Yisk.
So you went up to the shop.
Yeah.
And you said, how do you pronounce the name of the shop?
I literally did. And he said Yisk.
Yours.
But he said it in his Ballymun accent. Ah, you call it Yisk.
Why, is that the way people in Ballymun speak?
Yeah.
Well, our friend Stuffy is from Ballymun.
That's the way he speaks.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Anyway, go on, will you?
So this bath towel that we used to share together. Anyway, one day, 2 weeks ago, after coming out of the shower, I dried my... my arsehole with the towel. Because you do.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
And by the way, that's a medical thing. Doctors will tell you that.
Yeah. That
to prevent rash of the ring. Well, I don't think a doctor would say that, would he? To prevent a rash on your ring.
Yeah, go on.
This is medical advice. Don't make fun of it.
Okay, medical advice. Yeah, go on.
To prevent a rash on your ring.
Yeah.
And to prevent the spread of, what's it called? When you leave it damp. When you leave your ring damp. What's it called?
I don't know.
It all gets musty and stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's a musty ring.
I know where you're going with this now.
I know.
And I don't like the sound of it.
It's actually, it's horrific. So anyway, guys, I got out of the shower and dried myself all over.
Yeah.
And part of the towel was used to dry my...
your bottom.
My sheriff's badge.
Yeah.
And obviously there was a bit of residue.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
Do we need to go on with the story?
No, you don't, no.
So, I didn't realise it at the time. So, dried my... By the way, and this is sound advice for men, be a male or female. Always dry your bum completely, yeah? Because a buildup of bacteria if you don't dry your bum, okay?
Why would you... instead, would it not be a better idea to clean your arse fucking properly when you're in the shower?
I thought it was clean. And... Anyway, dried it.
You disgust me.
Oh, you've no idea. Anyway, dried my bum with the towel and put it back on the towel rack for my wife to use an hour later to have a shower. And she's in the shower.
She makes a lot of noise in the shower.
She has a long, very... By the way, my wife has 45-minute showers. Like, it's ridiculous. She'd be in there for hours. And... She'd have Adele's music playing on in the speakers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She'd be in there for the whole album. Anyway, she's in there having a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a bit of peace. And next minute, Jeremy! She calls me Jeremy when she's angry with me, which is literally the only name she uses for me. She's always angry with me. And she calls me into the bathroom. And I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, it was the lowest point of our marriage. And there have been some low points. A lot of highs, a lot of lows.
But this was the low.
And she was standing at the out of the shower door, holding the towel up in front of her face.
Yeah.
And the look of horror and disgust on her face was...
I don't blame her.
And she didn't even say anything. She didn't... There was nothing that needed
to... There are no words.
There was no words. No. And she just looked at me and I saw the look she gave me and it was a look of horror, disgust, betrayal, letdownness, if letdownness is a word. And what transpired was I had left my residue on the communal tell. And I don't know where the story is going or why I even told the story.
Well, why did you even say it? Well, the story is don't share tells with Jeremy Dixon. That is the main.
Well, no, don't share tells with anybody.
No, no, here, I can clean my arse when I get out of the shower. So nothing, no harm.
So what my wife did then, she went onto Amazon, because that's always what she does when she's angry. She spends her money on Amazon.
Okay.
So she went on Amazon, and you can buy tells on Amazon that have an arse side and a face side. So on one side of the tell, it says arse. It actually says arse. Have you never seen these before?
No.
It's called an arse face tell. So on one side of the tell, it has arse, and that side should only ever be used for the arse, yeah? And on the other side...
I never realised this was actually a thing, but yeah, go on.
Oh yeah, arse and faces should never touch. So now when you go into... I know a lot of people are disgusted, but this will be quite a common thing. People dry their arse with the towel.
But most people get out of the shower with a clean arse. Have you never thought of cleaning like under there with the shower head?
Oh, gee, that's disgusting.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's perverted.
No, it is not.
Your hard drive needs checking. Oh, my God. You shoved the shower head up your hole.
I don't shove it up my hole, but you make sure everything's clean.
I'm sorry, I can't go on. I was going to tell...
Instead, you wipe your arse and your towel like a bog roll.
I was actually going to tell you all another story about meeting a school friend yesterday, but I can't. I'm absolutely horrified. You impale yourself on the shower head.
Impale?
Oh, God.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I can't even continue. I just... Oh, my God. You know what's coming up now?
What's coming up? Dinner?
My chicken Caesar. Dinner this time?
You can have dinner at any time.
No, you can't have it at
any
time.
I would say, as somebody's listening to us right now, they're having their dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I had a chicken Caesar wrap, and it's literally Caesar.
I know people who are having their breakfast right now.
Adrian, and by the way, save this part of the podcast and share it to all your friends. Adrian gets his jollies.
Who said anything about jollies?
Oh yeah, I saw the look on your face. It was jolly.
No.
He literally shoves the shower
head. Make sure that your arse is clean properly. That's it.
Or buy towels that say arse and face on them.
So you still leave skid marks? I can't believe you left skid marks on a towel.
I'm not allowed to use her towels at the moment.
Yeah, blame her.
I'm banned from
blame her.
From the towels. Yes, an arson
marks on your towel.
Arson face towel.
As somebody said, look, Jesus wept. Jesus is weeping right now.
Sorry, Jesus wiped his arse, didn't he?
I'm sure he cleaned it, though, in the shower.
Oh, I'd say Jesus had a stinky bum. Sorry, Enoch Burke, if you're listening, I'm sorry for bad-mouthing Jesus. He'd be very upset about that.
He can't hear you at the moment.
Oh, they've radios in prison.
Have they?
Oh, yeah.
How are you, Enoch? Now, they may have radios in prison. This isn't radio, you fool of a man.
I'm sure Enoch has Spotify. Oh, God. David says, Dixon, you scruff.
Mm.
That's probably true. You're not supposed to be flossing your arse with a towel.
No, you're not. You're literally not. You're meant to get out of the shower.
David, that may be the case, but all you need to know is Adrian shoots water up his arse.
Yeah.
What's that called? That procedure?
That procedure?
Colonoscopy. Is that what it's called?
No, I just clean my arse.
Oh, I'm sorry for what happened on today's podcast.
I'm sorry for what happened to your towel.
I would unlike and unsubscribe this podcast now. Or wherever you get your podcast. Unlike and unsubscribe.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.